Much has been written about how the pandemic came to be. Not so well known are the details about how it was able to spread so quickly here in the U.S. Author Michael Lewis has written a new book that fills in those blanks. It's called The Premonition, and one of the people who sees the real danger of the virus before the rest of the country is a public health doctor in California named Charity Dean.
No one should have to be as brave as Charity Dean was as a local public health officer. To do her job, she had to be brave in a way that brought tears to my eyes. And when I first met her, I realized I had a character because all over her house were like these post-it notes reminding her to be brave. Like there was one that said, courage is a muscle memory, or the tallest oak in the forest was once just a little nut. She had all these kind of inspirational things. And when you get into the story of what Charity Dean had to do on the ground, your hair stands up on the back of your neck.
Lewis writes about how Dean tried and tried to get the state officials around her to look at the data and act to make sure the virus didn't spread. She put it all on the line, her reputation, her job. Meanwhile, across the country, there was another group of doctors led by Carter Mesher trying to do the same thing at the federal level.
It was incredible to me that there was this kind of secret group of seven doctors. They called themselves the Wolverines, who were positioned in interesting places in and around the federal government, who had been together for the better part of 15 years and who had come together whenever there was a threat of a disease outbreak to help organize the country's response.
But by 2020, the Trump administration had disbanded the pandemic response unit, and these doctors were forced to sort of go rogue. A mutual acquaintance put Charity Dean in touch with Carter Mesher.
Charity picked up all of Carter Mesher's analysis, and she said it was like pouring water on a dying plant. It was the first person she met who was thinking about this threat the way she was thinking about it. And so she's very soon on the private calls that the seven doctors have, calls that sometimes the Trump administration is lurking on. And it's almost like, think of her as an actual battlefield commander. She's in the war, in the trenches, as if she's figured out in the course of her career in public health that there are no generals, or the generals don't understand how the battle's fought. And she's going to have to kind of organize the strategy on the field.
The book is a sweeping indictment of the Centers for Disease Control. For example, in January and February of last year, hundreds of Americans in Wuhan, China, were flown back to the U.S. Considering how many people had died of COVID-19 in China at that point, it would have made sense to test those Americans who were coming back. But according to Michael Lewis and his sources, then CDC Director Robert Redfield refused to test them, saying it would amount to doing research on imprisoned persons.
Redfield is a particularly egregious example, but he's an expression of a much bigger problem. And if you just say, oh, it's the Trump administration, or oh, it's Robert Redfield, you're missing the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is, we as a society have allowed institutions like the CDC to become very politicized. And this is a larger pattern in the U.S. government. More and more jobs being politicized, more and more people in these jobs being on shorter, tighter leashes. More the kind of person who ends up in the job being someone who is politically pleasing to whoever happens to be in the White House. And so it create the conditions for Robert Redfield being in that job were created long ago.
Did you ever reach out to him for his response?
I reached out to the CDC, but the CDC wouldn't speak to me. So what I did was guerrilla journalism. I interviewed individuals who were willing to talk to me either on background or off the record. And a couple people were on the record. But the CDC itself, I was told, didn't want to talk to me.
It's interesting. According to your reporting, the CDC basically had two positions on the pandemic. Early on, it was nothing to see here. This is not a big deal. It's being overblown. And then there was this pivot when it started spreading in the U.S. and the position became, it's too late. There's nothing we can do. Is that a fair characterization?
It's a very fair description, and it's Charity Dean's observation. She said the great shame of their behavior was they waited so long that we were never in a position to contain it. They pretended it wasn't important until it was too late, that it could have been contained the way it was contained, say, by Australia. There were things we could do. Many, many, and if they'd been more aggressive right up front, many, many thousands of Americans would be alive today who are not.
So it's this perfect storm of horrible conditions with the executive who is sitting in the Oval Office at the time, President Trump, the long history of politicization of the CDC. It all sort of comes together to create the tragedy that became the American COVID pandemic.
And the lack of a public healthcare system. I mean, this is disconnectedness, the fact that we just didn't have a thing that you needed to fight a virus. So, yes, it's a perfect storm, but I think all my characters would say that because of the way we've failed to govern ourselves, the way we've failed to create a system, this would have been pretty bad under almost any administration. Hmm. And that it would have exposed the holes in the system and the weaknesses in the system, the absence of the system.
Michael Lewis followed these doctors inside and outside of the federal government for many months as they tried to raise alarm bells and demand the kind of interventions that would have saved lives. But for him, Charity Dean stands apart for what she was willing to risk.
You can't believe what we were requiring of these people. And to me, there was something just unbelievably moving about this woman who had decided that even though she herself was full of fears for all kinds of good reasons, had willed herself to be brave for the sake of other people's lives, and that had saved all these lives because she'd insisted on this trait in herself.
A trait that the system didn't reward either.
The system not only didn't reward, the system punished. And in the pandemic, you saw this. Charity would tell you, and I think it's true, that the pandemic has created a kind of selective pressure on our public health officers, and it's removed the brave ones. The brave ones have all got their heads chopped off. So it's sort of institutionalized a cowardice that we're going to need to face up to. So this business of punishing people who are doing their damnedest to try to save us from ourselves has got to stop.
Michael Lewis's new book is called The Premonition, A Pandemic Story. It is out tomorrow. And just a note, we did attempt to reach out to Dr. Redfield. All of those attempts were unsuccessful.